This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sounds so reverby. Mm-hmm. Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Give me a little bit of that. More. Just like give me a few. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Friday, August 19th, 2022. It's Edie's 4-year birthday today. Mm-hmm. So Vinny's got birthday parties coming out the yin yang over at his house.
Yep.
Yeah. And you had a you actually mentioned you had a couple things you wanted to
hit us
with today.
So listen. Yeah. And by the way, for the most part, I'm just kidding. I don't want this to get back to anybody and have it be some goddamn thing. So all of you just, you know, take it for as a little comedy relief.
I'm afraid. What is it? What are we not repeating to anyone? Because
Do you remember we had a big meeting yesterday on Zoom?
I do.
Okay, and it was in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
and it was a kind of a, you know, we got noticed the day before, like, hey, meet us. And by the way, there was some upgraded time that I was never even sent. So I'm lucky Bryn told me not that this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so we end up on the meeting, and then the question comes through. Hey, there's someone here, but they're not named. And I went, "No, that's me. I'm right here." And then I put it back on mute so I wouldn't interrupt anybody.
Right.
And then our boss and Jane, who clearly spend a lot more time in Zoom meetings than we do.
Yeah.
And by the way, so does Christina, and I see them all day, every day. So it's got to be. There's got to be annoyances that come with this.
Yes.
And clearly, I was the one yesterday. Did you hear Michael and Jane do a bit about the person who's not pictured in the Zoom meeting and how they expect that that person's not paying any attention? And I'm listening and I'm thinking, okay, they're talking about me now. Are they? Maybe they'll be done in a second. And so I wait. And then I'm like, they're still going.
Yeah.
Are they trying to guilt me into getting off of my phone and going and finding my computer and getting on Zoom with the picture? Is that what they're... And while
so
I'm thinking
I did
all
notice
this,
that, yeah.
While I'm thinking all this, they're still going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus, can you guys... We're 5 minutes into the meeting and they're doing a bit on how, you know, that person that's not on's just asleep, right? And I'm like, Jesus, you guys...
Actually waiting for you to unmute your phone and go, okay, I feel it. And I am listening.
I was just like, Jesus, you two.
I know. So, I wondered, actually, because they were bitching about how they had just been. Look, they spend a lot of time on Zoom meetings, far more. I mean, well, we're on this one all morning, but this doesn't count really as a meeting. It's just so we can see each other. So I get it. They're exhausting. They're tiring. You do have to like be in the picture and, you know, only you can surreptitiously get your other work done. But the whole time they were doing that and you were thinking, oh, they're talking about me. I was thinking, if you hate it so much, let's get to business. Let's,
well, that's, I was like, I'm giggling to myself because I'm going, these two clowns are doing a bit right now and it's aimed at my forehead.
Yeah, they should get a morning show.
I don't know if I'm supposed, I really was sitting there going, is this their way of saying, get the fuck off your phone and get on a computer wherever you got to go? I just thought, I don't want to, though. I'm on my phone. Like, let's do this.
And also, that was a last-minute meeting, and we weren't all at our homes. So it can become difficult.
Anyway, I just thought, I wondered if you guys thought that, like, while I was thinking, are these...
Oh, no, they were definitely talking about you. Absolutely. And I was like, I was also like, if you hate Zoom so much, move on to the thing you want to talk to us about, and then
we'll get off
be done
Zoom.
With the Zoom.
Anyway... I'm sure that there are a lot of etiquette issues with Zooms, but in this case, my feeling was I just say the stuff. Yeah. I'm here.
I'm here. I'm ready.
I'm 100% into my job. I'm 100% into Odyssey. I love Alice. Let's just, what do we got to talk about? Can we? Anyway, I'm glad to hear that you
tell
noticed
us everything.
It too.
Oh my God, I was definitely not. Like, it went on forever. I was like looking at my watch going, yeah, we've all got stuff to do, guys.
I'm right here the whole time. I'm listening to this bit going, Jesus. Anyway, let me move on. Okay.
Bit. They were doing bits.
I was like, God, you guys, I get it. Next time I'll be on the Zoom on my computer. Sorry. Okay, this next thing that I wanted to bring up to you guys. Do we have to anything we need to clear up?
I don't know. We're very open-ended here today.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's Friday, so, for God's sake.
Do you remember... There was a girl that worked on our station back in 2009, I want to say it was, and her name was Emily. And she got hired to do kind of a sex calls show.
Yes.
On Alice for a few, she wasn't here that long.
I think it was called Sex with Emily.
Well, it's whether it was called that on Alice or, but it's gone on to be called that for sure.
Yes,
she's gone
still
on to great,
doing it, right?
She's a huge star and it's gone on to great national success. So I'm a fan. Remember, I went out with her.
I do remember. I remember that. I don't, were you not into her? Was she not, it was something.
It wasn't that. So we went out, I think it was like one of those Muffketeers things we were doing. Oh. I think. I can't remember exactly. But I ultimately, for me, I was like, she works with us. She works on this. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to bone the sex therapist chick.
You might have been the best lady of your life, though.
Maybe. Or, you know, trouble.
Yeah. Trouble.
I don't want no trouble with my job at all, ever. So I was like, okay, we went to a movie. I didn't try anything. And then we never went out again. That was that. So that's how that went. But I wanted to set that up as this is where I got these questions. This is from her show.
Okay.
I don't want anyone to think that there's, you know, I'm stealing it or I'm crediting Sex with Emily. I'm a big fan. And this is some of the stuff that she tackles on her show. So I thought, all right, let's ask
Why
Sarah
not?
A few of these.
Oh, great, me. What about all
you.
Of us?
Is it okay to use the same sex toy with multiple partners? Yes or no?
Yeah, I guess. Yes. Because for me, I'm using that on me. I'm not butt plugging anybody. I'm not gag balling anybody. I mean, that's my, what do I have to get a new vibrator every time I get a new guy?
No. Well, so here's the question. What if you go to a guy's house and he pulls out a vibrator and says, this is for you? Are you going to say to yourself, great, I love those. Or are you going to say, where the fuck did that come from? And have you cleaned it? And is this schmeg from some other whore?
Schmeg.
Yeah, if there's schmeg on it, if there's any smegma on it, I am not interested. If I, for some reason, didn't have my own vibrator with me on a day that I thought I might have sex with a rando, that would be surprising. And I'd be relieved to know that he had accommodations for me. I guess I'd take a look at the thing. You know, I know there are people who are like, no fucking way. The things you use with one partner are only ever for that person. But listen, the dishwashers, they'll sterilize the thing. You can give it the old scrub-a-dub in the sink. I'm not. But then again, I don't bring my own bedding places, Ben. You know, I mean, what do you think?
What kind of crack is that?
I'm not a super germaphobe. It's fine. I guess. I've never really had to think about that because, you know, for the bulk of my life, I've only been with John.
All right. Let me ask you it this way, though.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So let's say you are doing it for the first time with a new guy. First time.
Yes.
And let's
but I like him. I mean, it's not just like.
You like him.
Okay.
You're into him and it's at your house. So you have your vibrator in the nightstand. But this is the first time you're going to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reach for your vibrator or do you let the first time be just whatever it's going to be? You haven't even had this dick in you before. Maybe this dick is going to be able to do it without a vibrator.
And do I want to give it a chance to try? Because I don't think that's going to happen. I would like to come if I'm going to bother having sex with you. So I'm going to say that, yeah, I would bust that out because I really feel like if they've got a problem with it, I'd like to know the first time. You know, used to say there was a guy who wouldn't even let her touch herself.
He'd bat her hand away.
Yeah, I mean, I could get there with my hand, I guess. Maybe I wouldn't, but I like toys. I like them a lot, and I am not interested in someone who's going to be a bummer about that. So I'd rather know ahead of time. I would whip it out. I would. I would be okay. Like, and I've got me. Let's go doggy style so I can have full access.
And he can have full access too.
All the not full access, but he can have access.
It's right there. Looking right at it.
Fine, look at it all you want. Have a full long gander at that,
but have the options.
No, zero options. I am clenched up.
Let me ask you this: can I spit on it?
No.
What?
I don't. You know what? I'm done with these questions. Next question. Next question. We've gone too far down that road.
All right. Is it okay that I'm all... This, again, is from Sex with Emily. Is it okay that I'm all about female empowerment but want to be choked and spanked in bed?
I think whatever you're into is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't... personally, no thank you. I don't mind spanking. It's fine.
What about the ones that leave a handprint on your ass?
Yeah, I don't know. Are we really into it and everyone's screaming and yelling? Then okay. But I definitely do not want to be choked. I actually don't think there's anything wrong with it for others. If that is, in fact, what you're actually into, and you're not just trying to punish yourself or seem cool, and you like that, then, I mean, and talk it out first. Have a safe sign. You're not going to be able to talk. So have it, you know, if I go, then please stop. And...
Oh, you're talking about the choking part.
Yeah, because you can't talk when you're getting choked.
Okay. I didn't get that part either. I'm like, what is that part?
I don't know. Hand signal. You know, whatever hand signal you agree on.
I just lost my boner.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. But I'm thinking
what am I, fucking
more
two
like
rabbits?
A knuckle sandwich is how you let someone know to get off my neck. Pow!
Yeah, but I might be all choked out and not be able to get any puppy. You know, if my eyes flutter up and I pass out, my lips turn blue, please stop choking me.
Mm. Here's my response to that. And I do think this is a huge problem in general. And we became more aware of it through the hashtag MeToo movement whatever you want to call that. I think that the days of expecting a guy to read your mind about what it is you like or don't like, or expecting that a guy can do what he wants without you having an opinion on whether you like that or not, those days are over. And maybe they're not, but they should be. What has to happen is people have, and I know, you know, God forbid we talk about sex before we have it, but because everyone thinks, oh, the spontaneity or oh, the look. Sorry, but if a guy's thing is to choke people, he needs to say that out loud to you before he puts his hands near your neck, and you need to say, yes, I'm in.
I'm okay with that, yes.
That
I consent to it.
And we even had that cold splash of water like feeling when V was talking about it. Like, Don't you know when that's like okay? No, I don't think the guy who chokes chicks actually does know when it's okay. He right. might get lucky half the time or a percentage of the time, and the girl goes, "I'm totally into it." The other half, there's a girl going, "Get off my neck! Get off my neck! Why right. are you choking me?" Like, to me, you just got to talk about these things.
Agreed.
No, there's not, it's not okay anymore to swing whatever it is you like and hope the other person likes it.
Yeah.
That's
my
opinion on that.
Amen.
If you're into choking, say so and let someone know that that's okay.
Because then they might say, well, maybe I would try that. Or right. they would say, abso-fucking-lutely not. Or they'd be like, yeah, boy, let's do this. You know, one of those is probably what would happen.
That would be weird for you to say, but I would.
Yeah, boy.
Like, yeah, that's
Let's
weird.
Do it. Yeah, choke me out. Like Here's the fucking one, bitch I am. Woo!
Here's one last one, and I just thought, well, I, you know, okay.
All right, what do you got?
Wait, I lost it. Hold on.
These are pretty fun.
Oh, here it is. I'm ready to try an open relationship, but my spouse isn't on board. Now what?
Now you don't have an open relationship, or A, so you don't, mm-hmm. B, you get a divorce, because if you're looking to have an open relationship, I will postulate there's already something broken, but that's just me. I'm very unevolved when it comes to that.
I think there are a lot of people that can manage that, but I also think that you should know your partner well enough. This is one of those where I do think if you've been with someone a long time, you probably have an idea that they'd be into this or not based on a lot of clues they've given you.
Yes.
There are ways people behave when you're even just too close to another guy or girl where it's clear they're not comfortable with you around other people or
right.
or certain behaviors or smiles or touches make them feel right. like, hey, what the was that at the party with Dave? Jesus.
Yeah, you made me really uncomfortable. Or that kind of made me hot and I was picturing you boning him. Like those are that's the ends of the spectrum.
There's some clues as to how they'll react when you bring up the open relationship subject.
Right.
Hopefully you've picked up on them because I do think when you bring up I'd like to have an open relationship, you may have just ended some things.
Yeah. I have a set of very close friends who mm-hmm. were super hippies, you know, when they first got together 30 years ago. And they, you know, they were like hardcore vegans and they were so evolved. And she suggested.
They were so evolved.
So evolved.
Okay. They were.
Yeah. Well, no, they weren't. It turned out they were just like everybody else. So she said, you know, because he would want to go out and do stuff. And she was like, you know what? I'm tired and I've got to work tomorrow. So, you know, why don't we, like, you're my person. You're my primary person. But why don't we open it up a little bit? And if there's an opportunity for you to take somebody else out, you do that. And they talked about it and they agreed. Oh. Okay, well, we'll try it.
This
we'll have an open
you
relationship.
Know?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think it only happened once. I think he was like, yeah, I have a date. I'm leaving our home and I'm going to go. I'm taking it. She's like, oh, where are you going? He goes, oh, I'm going to go on a date. And she's all, okay. And he goes out and he has a date and does whatever he does on that date and comes home. And she's like, I don't want to do that anymore. I can't have that. And I don't want it. And I'm not built for that. And they haven't since.
And they also eat steak now, too.
Oh, yeah. They're fully everything. Yeah, they gave up. That might have. Who knows? Maybe that was the turning point. Because she was like, I thought that I would be totally fine with that. A night alone. You know, that would be great. I'd have my time to myself. And the whole time, all I thought about was that. I think maybe she did go on a date, too. But then when he went on a date, she was like, fuck this noise. I'm not having that.
Oh, she was cool with it when it was her out.
I can't remember exactly. I'll ask her next time we hang out.
I think that's the way it works. That actually makes sense. It's, you know, that double-edged sword. I'm on one hand, but on the other hand, like, yeah, I don't.
And I always think if someone's suggesting an open marriage or an open anything, or even threesomes and that kind of stuff, there's always one person who's fucking totally into it and it's clearly an offering. And there's another person who's like, well, I love you and I don't want to ruin your party. I think there's one person who's more reluctant than the other. And I think that whether or not it works out boils down to that person's tolerance level and how often you are doing this and whether or not it feels to them like, oh, you're just done. You're sick of fucking me and you want fresh meat whenever you can get it. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's probably pretty rare that both people are like, yeah, this is great and it's totally working. And what problems?
I think this is what I would say. I agree with you that, a relationship that starts out monogamous, it's highly unlikely that it will evolve well for both people into a polyamorous relationship.
Right.
One person is having to eat crow in that situation and deal with it.
Right.
There's this guy, Swinger Dave, that has been writing in, and he wants us to call him at some point. So maybe next week.
Yeah, book him.
That.
Book him and okay. Let's talk to him. I think it's that worth exploring.
If your name is Swinger Dave and you meet people as Swinger Dave, you go to places where swingers are and your whole relationship starts out like
that's
I've
key.
Been Swinger Dave the whole fucking time.
What's
of
the surprise
course we
here?
Swing. Right. There's no surprise there. In that situation, you probably have a great chance at success in my mind because everybody going in is into that.
But like you said, if you start monogamous,
here's
I
what
think
he says
it's tough.
In the email. My wife and I have been swinging for years, and it's a great community, but it's more than just sex, the swinger community.
Well, sure. Any hobby you have, you'll meet people who like, you know, who are nice enough. And...
Well, my hobby's swinging.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you're someone who, you know, a crafter...
Yeah.
And you meet other crafters, you're like, oh, God, we have so much fun and so much in common and we have great conversations. And it's a, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Your hobbies.
Let's fuck each other's husbands. Yay!
So, you know, I mean, to me, I don't doubt that you do meet great people. And
sure.
You know, I mean,
traveling companions. What could be better than going on vacation with another couple that you can also fuck both of them?
Right.
Like, if you can make that work. Fantastic. All
right.
Get Swinger Dave on here. We're okay. Actually completely out of time, Vinny. We need to turn this show around. So thank you for listening. Happy motherfucking Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great weekend. Send your emails, responses. You can answer all those questions Vinny just asked. Feel free. Send it to Bryn, BRYN, @RadioAlice.com.
The end.